Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you an international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We are live at Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry, at Yahuwah's Voices of the True Israelites. We got your host, the Seer Israel of Seed Royal, right now. Watching over the class or like a lion, sitting back and listening to the elder lay the lick down according to some thus says Yahuwah. We say, prepare to get you some thus says Yahuwah going on at the bottom part of the Sabbath day. We ask you all to be big ears. We ask you all to sit back and enjoy your Sabbath day, have your books spread open. You got all your books laid out, ready to go. Got your pen and pad, ready to go. We are live right now in Camp 1. All the gates open. Camp 1, Camp 2, Camp 3, Camp 4, Camp 5, Camp 6. All the gates open right now at the bottom part of the Sabbath day. You anywhere 70 miles in the facility, any one of the camps, you should be getting your Sabbath day going on and keep the ball game rolling on some thus says Yahuwah. Keep your mind stayed on Yahuwah. The class already going on right now. We do also want you all to know that you have for questions and comments, we ask you all to call the international phone line at 224-600-5579. We ask you all to call again the international phone line at 224-600-5579. We also ask you all to tune in to our broadcast that we have going on at the things Yahuwah set up for us. We have the YouTube broadcast going on. You can catch us on the YouTube broadcast at VOTTY Tribe YHDH. Once again, you can catch us at VOTTY Tribe YHDH. That's our YouTube page, and we do have a YouTube page up and running. We have our Facebook page up and running. You can pull up the name Seer Israel and look up our Facebook page right now. We are live right now on our Facebook page. We also broadcasting right now on our Pal Talk page. We ask you all to tune in to the Pal Talk page as well and download it on your phone, download it on your smart TV, download it on your laptop. Wherever you go, you can always have the Pal Talk going on. And then when you download it, we ask you all, once you put your name, you go through all those type of things. They go ask you to put your name in. Then we go ask you to scroll down and look for us under the Exodus group. When you get in the Exodus group, we ask you all to look for the African-American. And then once you get down to the African-American part, you're going to find us on the Voices of the True Israelites. Remember, we're getting the ball game rolling. We do also have a TikTok page. Let me add that in as well. We have a TikTok page up and running. We got some little snippets on there for you all to check out just so we can get the ball game rolling. You know, we're trying to reach the whole known world. We are pro 12 tribes of Israel. Starting off with the lead tribe of Yada Judah, Yada Shemeti, Judah in his bastardized language we call English. We ask you all to tune in, get your Sabbath going on, and we're going into the class. The class is already going on. And we say, hallelujah, what?
Well. They said they eat unleavened bread on the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening. You shall eat unleavened bread, and how long ago? Until the 1 and 20th day of the month, Abib at evening. So it goes from the 14th day at evening, which will be the 15th day, right?
Yeah, well.
From the 15th to the 21st day is the feast of unleavened bread. Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19.
Yes, sir.
7 days. Should there be no leavened balance in your house?
Come on with it.
For whosoever eat it, that which is leavened.
Come on.
Even that life should be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Go ahead, read on.
Whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Whether he be a stranger, and as we spoke of earlier, they just throw any word up in here, right? Stranger, Gentile, nation, foreigner, you know, people. All talk about the same thing. You're talking about one of some nations out of the 18, right? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 20. You should eat nothing leavened. And all of your habitat,
go ahead.
Should you eat unleavened bread?
So, the feast of unleavened bread, we have to refrain from natural unleavened as well as spiritual leaven. Natural leaven as well as spiritual leaven, right? We have to kind of guard our mind for 7 days that we don't start to think all that wicked stuff that be running through our mind, right? Let's see if I can pull that out in the book of Proverbs. Mother dear Israel, Theoria. See if I can run my eyes on that statement in the book of Proverbs. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on it, Mother. If I can lay my eyes on it, then I might want to read it. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4, Mother dear Israel, Theoria. Now let's pick it up at verse number 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. And let's read verse number 23 and 24. Proverbs chapter 4, 1 and 2, 23 and 24. Mother D of Israel, see you, Roger.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, 23 and 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1.
What do you read?
Hear you children,
mm-hmm.
the instructions of a father.
So hear you children, the instructions of a father.
And attend to no understanding.
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Forsake you not my law.
So this is good doctrine, good teaching. Yes. When you teach Yahuwah's law, that's good teaching, right?
Right.
Verse 23. 24
months.
23.
Mm-hmm. Keep your mind with all
due. So you say you gotta keep. That means you gotta make sure that what goes into your brain is on point.
Right.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
But why?
For out of it are the issues of life.
Verse number 24. Come on, look
for. Mm-hmm. Keep away from you a forward mouth.
Go there.
And preserve.
And perverse.
Perverse lip.
So for 7 days, we gotta watch our tongue too, right? But we got work to do. But let me get a few more in. I'm gonna get on out of the way. Brother Matthew, Brother Makai Israel C. Roy, Matthew 26, right quick. Get a few in. And I'm gonna get on up out of the way. Matthew 26, let's look at 17 through 20, verse 26 through 30, young man. Matthew 26, 17 through 20, and verse number 26 through 30. Let's see how your father's son dealt with the feet.
Hallelujah, boy.
Matthew 26.
You're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 26.
Let's read 1 and 2. Let's put that on the table so we know what we're looking at there.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 26, 1 and 2 there, young man.
All right. I want to read the book of Matthew, chapter 26, We're on verse 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
17 through 20. Mm-hmm. And 26 down to verse number 30. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 1, read.
What do we read?
And it came to pass,
uh-huh,
when Yahweh the Son had finished all these things,
quick,
he said unto his disciples,
what Father, do you say?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover.
So he said, you know what's you coming know. Down the pipe, right?
Hallelujah.
He was always a remember what's going on, right?
Hallelujah.
Then you know.
You know.
That after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, then what's going to happen?
And the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
And I'm going to be held to the... I'm going to be hung on the tree, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
I'm going to pick it up at 17. Come right. on with it.
The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 17.
Let's see what happens.
17, read.
Uh-huh.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread,
Lit.
The disciples came to Yahweh the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
So they said, where would you that we prepare for you to eat? Right?
Yes, sir.
The Passover. Verse 18.
Yes, sir. And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him,
what?
The master said.
What the master said?
My time is at hand.
Good.
I will keep the Passover at your house.
Good.
With my followers.
Verse
19.
Yes, sir.
And the disciples. Follow. Then as Yahweh the Son had appointed them.
Good.
And they made ready the Passover.
Come down to verse number and see what the Passover, according to Yahweh the Son, all about. In verse number 26, then. 26 through 30 there, young man.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Boy. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 26 to 30, 26 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were eating,
go ahead.
Yahweh the Son took bread.
Come up.
And blessed.
Uh-huh.
And broke it.
Go ahead.
And gave it to the disciples.
Uh-huh.
And said, take, eat. This is my body.
Verse 27, come up.
27.
Yes, sir.
And he took the cup.
Uh-huh.
And gave thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it.
Verse 28.
28.
Uh-huh.
For this is my blood of the new covenant.
Come on.
In which it shed for many for the remission of sin.
So he says, this is my blood, right? Hold that point there, young man.
Thank you, Daddy Phil.
Mother D of Israel, C. Royal. Let's run to the book of the Israelites, the book of the Hebrews, chapter 9, Mother. The book of the Israelites, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9. And let's look at verse number, let's take it to verse 19 through 22. Bring a little business, Mother. And we're going to cop it off with verse 28 then, Mother. The book of the Israelites, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 19 through 22 and verse 28. Mother D. of Israel, of C. Roy.
Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 19 through 22.
And verse 28, look.
22 and verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews 9, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people,
go ahead.
According to the law,
according to the law,
he took the blood of calves and of goats.
Come on.
With water.
And did what?
And scarlet wool.
Go ahead.
And hyssop.
Uh-huh.
And sprinkling both the book and all the people.
Verse number 20.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
Stand.
Say what?
This is the blood of the testament,
mm-hmm,
which Yahweh has
enjoined
unto you.
Verse
21. Uh-huh. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the
tabernacle
and all the vessels of the ministry.
Verse 22.
22.
Yes, ma'am.
And also all
things.
And almost all things are by the law.
Did it what?
Perished with blood.
Go ahead.
and without shedding of blood,
what about it?
No remission.
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no forgiveness, right? Verse 28, come on.
Verse 28. Mm-hmm. So your father's son was once offered to bear the sins of men.
Come on with it.
And unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
So the second time, you're looking for those without sin for the salvation, right? And we know sin is the breaking of his commandments, his law.
Right.
But let's look at Matthew 26, young man. Where did we leave off at?
Verse 29.
Pick it back up at verse 28. Let's read a little bit. 28 through 30, that.
All right. The book of Hallelujah for. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28 reads, For this is my blood of the new covenant,
go ahead,
which is shed for many for the remission of sin.
Go ahead, read on.
29.
Uh-huh.
But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
Verse 30, come up.
Verse 30.
Uh-huh.
And when they had sung and him.
So they ate a meal and they sung a song, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, what'd they do?
They went out into the Mount of Olives.
And all that knew. And I'm bringing that young man from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Brother Titus and Rose, see you, Roy, about saying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And before that young lion, come on, I want to come to be read by the Lord of Yahweh, the national audience of the live. Read that from the top.
Letter from King Leopold II of Belgium to the colonial missionary in 1883. Reverend, father, and dear compatriot, the task is given to fulfill is very delicate and requires much tact. You will go, certainly, to evangelize, but your evangelization must inspire above all Belgium interest. Your principal objective in our mission in the Congo is never to teach the niggers to know Yahweh.
He says, now you Roman Catholics, priests, you make sure when you don't teach them, it's got to be Belgian interest. So when you go there and teach them, make sure it lines up with what I'm getting ready to tell you. Come on.
Since,
go ahead.
Since they already, they speak and submit to among you, one in Zagwe, and what else, I don't know.
So what I'm saying here, they got their own mighty ones. So don't try to deal with them on their own mighty ones.
They know that to kill, to sleep with someone else's wife, to lie, and to insult is bad.
So they already know that thou should not. They know it already. So don't bring that to them at all. Roman Catholic priest.
And have courage to admit it.
And they admit it, they know when you doing something contrary. So you gotta come up another way.
You are not going to teach them what they know already.
So don't teach them what they know already.
Your essential role is to facilitate the task of administrators and industrious, which means you will go to interpret the gospel into a way it will be the best to protect your interests.
Oh, so now when you teach them the way it's best for your interests.
that part of the world. For these things, you have to keep watch on this interesting our savages from the richness that is plenty in their underground.
So you got to convince them that all the riches they own that we over here trying to steal from you, they don't mean nothing to you. All the riches you got over here, you let them know, that big old thick piece of gold don't mean nothing to you. It better fits my hand.
To avoid that, they get interested in.
You see, you mess around, make them get interested in the gold. So when they find a big piece of gold, and you say, that ain't nothing, give it to me. Then give us, a sign. Go ahead, Ray.
It makes you a murderous competition.
And then they mess around. If you let them think, they'll get off into, hey, we need to overthrow you. We need to overthrow you real quick then. Go ahead.
And dream one day to overthrow you.
And they'll dream to overthrow you. So you never convince the niggas. Roman Catholic Church, to ever think that they got any way of making a move without us. You got to make sure you program that, and that's why it's so important to reach the young ones before they get to kindergarten, and then reach the elderly before they get up out of here. Go ahead.
Your knowledge of the gospel of the covenant.
Go ahead. Hold on, say it again. What did it say to them?
Your knowledge of the covenant
will
allow you to find text ordering and encouraging your followers to love poverty.
Oh, to love what?
Poverty.
So you got to find a text in there that where, what's the name of that text is that they tell you about your kingdom come and all that good stuff. It's a text. But okay, we'll get into that a little bit later. So it's text showing you that your kingdom is to come. Don't worry about nothing here. You just worry about your by and by and afterward. Go ahead.
Like, happier are the poor because they will inherit the heavens.
Yes.
And it's very difficult for the rich to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh.
You see, you tell them, happy is the poor, and it's hard for a rich man, so don't even try to think about being rich because you ain't going nowhere about it. Don't worry about that part. Just stay broke down and confused, go ahead, Ray.
You have to detach from them.
You got to do what now? Don't.
Detach from them.
Go ahead.
And make them disrespect everything which gives courage to affront us.
You see, and make them disrespect everything that will confront against us. Make sure if they say that's good and you say no, that ain't good. So you got to program their brain. Go ahead.
I make reference to their mythic system.
Okay, listen to that.
And their war fetish, warfare protection, which they pretend not to want to abandon.
Uh-huh.
And you must do everything in your power to make it disappear.
And you can do everything to make it disappear. Everything. Anything wants to be something greater than a servant, make it disappear. Go ahead.
Your action will be directed essentially to the younger ones.
Only start with the young ones. See, start with the young ones, like just fresh out of the Bible. Get them off in school. Start working on them right now, like my grandson age right now. If I show my grandson a picture of Jesus right now, he said, "Thank Jesus right there." That's why I want to work on right there. Right there. That's that age. Because right there, after they're even 2 years old, the system got them. Go ahead.
For they won't revolt when the recommendation of the priest is contradictory to their parents' teaching.
Oh, so make sure you convince your babies that's in school system upon you to contradict what they parents even say. Tell their parents, Mom, you don't know that ain't right, Mom. My pastor said it. You see what? So now this is a letter that is 1883, letter from King Leopold of Belgium II. So he's writing to the Christian. Christian leaders, when you go to a mission, going to be a missionary to the natives, this is the program that you bring to them.
The children have to learn to obey what the missionary recommends.
You hear that? Okay, don't obey your parents. Lose out of diving. No. Just obey your parents. Obey what we teach the Roman Catholic Church.
Who is the father of their soul?
So we are the father of thy soul. Don't you call that man over there wrong, the father? He's the father of your soul. Go ahead.
You must singularly insist on their total submission.
Total submission.
And obedience.
Uh-huh.
On their total submission and obedience, avoid developing the spirit in the school.
Oh, so avoid showing them anything positive, then white man Jesus. We are your high priest. Make sure you convince them you got to look on us to make it past the next day. Mm-hmm.
Teach students to read and not to reason.
Teach them to read.
To read and not to reason.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, teach them to read but not reason.
That's right.
Remember, you can teach a parakeet to read, but he can't reason.
That's right.
So they'll teach you to read now, but don't reason. Oh, that don't mean. Let me explain you what that means.
That's right.
Huh? Mm. So you go teach them to read, but let them know you ain't got to figure that out. I'll give you the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Their dear patriots are some of the principles that you must apply.
Now, here goes some things that you got to apply. Go ahead.
You will find many.
All right, you'll find many. You'll find many. Let's get a little bit more there, no? Come on, though. Now you can go online and pull up. Right, go ahead and tell me to pull up, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's right
here. What is it? Letter from King Leopold II of Belgium to College of Missionaries, 1883.
You will find many other books which will be given to you at the end of this conference.
Uh-huh.
Evangelize the niggers. So that they stay forever in submission to the white colonists.
Women, evangelize the niggers and women.
So that they stay forever in submission to the white colonists.
Does that mean give them Christianity? Give them white man Jesus? And long as the Christianity be submissive unto us. Give them that Christianity. Go ahead, read.
So they never revolt against the restraint they are undergoing.
Go ahead.
Every day happy are those who are weeping because the kingdom of Yahuwah is for them.
Oh, so when you catch them weeping, you go pat them on the back. And tell them, just hold on, because the kingdom of God, when he come back, he gonna take you away. So go ahead and cry now. Let them kick in your rear now. Just keep word that Jesus coming to save you and wrap you away. See that? Go ahead.
Letter from King Leopold II of Belgium to the colonial missionary in 1883.
Mm-hmm.
Convert always the blacks by using the whip.
Oh, but now all the big bucks. You convert them better by using the
whip.
See, this letter right here is worse than, what's his name? Wilma Lynch. See, this is worse than Wilma Lynch. See, this is when they put the Roman Catholic Church missionaries on you as they do today. They evangelize you now on bicycles. They come to you today right now. And this is their mindset. They got
keep their women in 9 months of submission to work freely for us. pay you in sign of.
Okay, ask them to pay you. Go ahead. Listen to that now.
In sign of recognition.
Okay, go ahead.
Goat.
Okay. Ask them to give you a goat.
Chicken.
A chicken.
Or eggs.
Or eggs.
Every time you visit their villages.
Every time you visit their villages. Tell them, go get your goats and your chickens and your eggs and give it to us. Go ahead.
And make sure that niggers never become rich.
And make sure the niggers do what?
Never become rich.
Never think about getting past the ankles of yourself. Never think about that. Go ahead.
Sing every day that is impossible.
Always, always sing to Sammy Davis Jr. And spit. Do a split and a family day to do with them every time you see them.
That is impossible for the poor. To build flourishing business centers.
Uh-huh.
Institute a confessional.
Well, see, they told you that they never came to Africa. Now look what it says. Somebody go on your phone and put up the NIV. 2868, tell me what it says. Look on your phone, the Bible, where it says, Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. What does it say on the NIV? See, keep mine in the King James Bible. Put them in the new NIV Bible. And what do it say in 28, verse 68? Who got that from me? 28, verse 68, out of it. Because everybody now, the Christian, they use the NIV Bible. They know that. I want the new NIV Bible. 28:16. You got it?
Yeah, I'm reading all the NIV version. The New International Version, NIV Version. Deuteronomy 28:68. And Yahweh will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey. I said you should never make again, then you will offer yourself for sale to your enemies as male or female slaves, but no one will buy you.
You're going to offer yourself. You're going to see Mr. Esau, white man, come, and you're going to grab the leg saying, take me. You're going to offer yourself. You see that? So when you got the new NIV Bible, the Christian used, now we offer ourselves to them. We was in such a poverty, we was naked, we had no clothes on, so we offered ourselves to them,
to be slaves.
When the ship pulled up, we just grabbed their leg and just jumped into the ship. Take us away.
You
see that? So you see, when you read the new NIV Bible, that's why I told you in the previous lesson, the only Bible, the closest thing to the original scriptures is the King James. In the enemy new living Bibles will say that you offered yourself to them.
Right.
Would you please take us away? Calvin, take us away. You see what's going on here? So that's why, so when we read by the Jeremiah book, Micaiah, 25 verse 1, or Proverbs, then you might understand these things. Proverbs 25 verse 1. What is that in Proverbs 25, verse 1?
Going over to the book of Proverbs.
Listen good. 1 and 2. Listen good.
Going to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, one verse 1 and verse number 2.
Yeah.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 25.
Listen good now.
Verse 1, read.
What are we reading?
These are also Proverbs of Solomon.
Now, this is Proverbs of Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man in the world. Now, listen good now. Hold on, let me set this up. Let me set it up real good. Go to T1 of Brother Titus, give me a Sarah 10:1 verse.
All right. Go to the book of Sarah, chapter 10, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Sarah, chapter 10, verse 1.
Arise, seer, where instruct these people in the government of a true man is well ordered.
See, a wise seer's job is to do what?
Instruct his people.
Instruct his people. That is the position of a wise seer. He will let you know through scripture where you stand today. He will warn you. Give me 37. 23.
23 and 26. Listen good. All right, the book of Sirach. Chapter 37. Sirach chapter 37. Verse 23 and 26. Sirach 37, verse 23. And why is fear his trusted people in the fruits of his understanding fail not.
Right.
Verse 26. A wise seer shall inherit honor among his people. His name shall be perpetual.
Give me a precept. I'm at 20. Give me a 17:24 there, young line of book of 1 Kings. Precept.
1 Kings 17, verse 24. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 24. And it reads, and the woman said, and said, Elijah,
yeah.
Now by this, I know that you are a man of Yahuwah, and that the word of Yahuwah in your mouth is truth.
Yeah. So a wise seer will make sure his people still instructed.
Exactly what will befall you, exactly what will come up, and how the enemy will always try to manipulate you from high coming down. That's the job of a wild seer. And when the wild seer is wise, the first thing he goes looking for, Brother Micaiah, in 1 Samuel, let me show you what the first thing he goes looking for. This is what a wild seer will do. We're going to 1 Samuel 16. We're going to see what's the definition of a wise seer. What would a wise seer do first? What would he do? We're going to see what he'll do. What do a wise seer do in 1 Samuel chapter 16? Pick it up at verse number. Pick it up verse 3. Let's pick the drop while you're involved in this thing. Pick it up verse 3.
Going to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, we will pick it up at verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, and call Jesse to sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do.
What you shall do.
And you shall anoint unto me him whom I name unto you.
And you shall anoint him. So the seer's job is to do the anointing.
Hallelujah. Verse number 4. And Samuel the seer did that which the Yahuwah spake.
And Samuel did what Yahuwah spake.
And came to Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And the elders.
And the who?
And the elders.
Wait, wait.
Of the town.
Yeah.
Trembled at his coming.
What they were supposed to do?
Trembled at his coming.
Yeah.
And said,
what?
Come as you peacefully.
Now they asked the question. Is you coming peacefully? What did he say?
Verse 5. And he said, peacefully.
Yeah.
I am come to sacrifice unto the YHWH Yahuwah.
He said, I have came to take care of this business. Go ahead.
Sanctify yourselves.
Now all you elders, sanctify yourselves.
And come with me.
And come, what kind of way?
Come with me.
Come with me.
To the sacrifice.
To the sacrifice. Come on back, daughter.
That's how it goes, right there. Continue, though.
Which always allows you to be good detectives, denouncing any black that has a different conscience contrary to that of the decision maker. Teach the niggas to forget their hero. To forget their hero.
Oh, yeah, bro. Forget about the seer. This. Don't worry about somebody else now. So imagine the person somewhere else. Forget about your seer that you're looking right at. Forget about him, and we'll look for somebody else somewhere else. But what are we looking at? I don't know, but we're just going to look anyway. Forget about the seer you're looking right at that's showing you the way to go. Go ahead.
And to a door only ours.
And to what?
A door only ours.
Oh, to a door only ours. Go ahead.
Never present a chair to a black that comes to visit you.
And never, if a black comes to visit you, don't even give a chair. Don't even tell him to say, I'll make him stand up, stand in the middle of the floor.
Don't give him more than one cigarette.
And don't give him what?
More than one cigarette.
fighting for them. Go ahead.
The above speech, which shows the real intention of
I don't care how many times you were overtime for them. I don't care how many times. I do wrong. I take it. I don't care how great a nigga you was for the other nation. Never do it again. Never what? Never do what?
Never invite him for dinner.
Never invite him for dinner.
Even if he gives you a chicken every time you arrive at his house.
Go ahead.
The above speech, which shows the real intention of the Christian missionary journey in Africa.
Oh, so the Christians. So this is what all Christians know. All the Christians know these things, headed by the Pope of Rome. And Leopold is playing to the table. Don't go over there and look at them, but one way, the way I dictate this letter to you, is the compass before you get over there, go ahead.
The journey in Africa, it was exposed to the world by Mr., his name is spelled M-O-U-K-O-U-A-N-I. I'll repeat, Mr. M-O-U-K-O-U-A-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
Born in the Congo in 1915. And who in 1935, while working in the Congo, bought a secondhand Bible from a Belgian priest who forgot the speech in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. C-H-I-E-D-O-Z-I-E. Last name O-R-O-R-D. We should note that all missionaries carried out and still carry out that mandate. That all missionaries carry out and still carry out
Christianity today. Still tell you that Sunday is the right day. Still tell you his name is Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah. Even to this day, don't reason with us. That's just his name. You can read now, but we'll show you how to interpret what you read. You can call him any name. You can keep any day. You ain't got to have no leadership. Especially if I look like you. You need leaders to look like somebody else. Some mystified leaders you don't know where he is. But the one look like you, you want to give him no never mind, go ahead.
We should know that all missionaries carried out and still carry out that mandate.
And they still carry out that mandate, come on.
We are only lucky to have found King Leo, L-E-O-P-O-L-D-S, articulation of the aim of all Christian imperialists, missionaries to Africa. Even the African converts who today manage the old churches in Africa, the priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, and etc., the Roman and Protestant sects, and especially also those who evangelize born-again Christianity.
Born-again what?
Christianity.
Oh, that they tell you today that we born-again Christians? Where did you get it from? Here it is. Well, no, I'm a born-again Christian. Yeah. There you go right there. Born-again Christian. I'm born-again. Go ahead.
Still serve the same mandate.
They still serve the same mandate.
Which is why they demonize.
They demonize.
The African idols.
Yeah.
And evangelize.
Oh, they tell y'all, don't worry about anything look like you. Make sure everything look like us. Blonde, blue eyes, or even Chinese, anything but look like you.
And angelize African names.
That's what we try to tell you. Put your name at the end of your name, Israel. See, a wild seed would tell you to organize yourself. Put your blessed name at the end of your name. But now you want to keep the word or temple. Go ahead.
And drop the names of the African deities.
You see, drop your name. All the names that bring Yahweh in with you, leave them names alone. Go ahead.
Which form part of the African names.
Yeah.
African shrines.
Everything that look like you, get rid of it. That's why people look to like us will be the one to tell you, well, since you look like me, it got to be somebody else somewhere else. I just can't believe it. You look like me. I need somebody to look like somewhere, but where he's at? I don't know where he is. I know he's got to be somewhere. Yeah. See that? That's the mindset we get. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's it? Yeah. That's it. Well, put it over. I'll hear them. Go bring some more information on that. And let them know. Back to the Yakima. Read.
All right. Okay. All right, I'm on. Read. I'm at three now.
Those Africans who voluntarily converted to Christianity before the colonial conquest, such as Abanto, I of the Bakongo in the 15th century, probably did not discern the purpose of the bread of Christianity that was applied to them, which was probably why they fell easy prey to the missionaries and the white traders and pirates who followed them. By their Japanese counterparts, probably they concerned the game, even without access to some versions of Leopold's letter. But even if the Japanese shogun did not, what's that? In,
hey, but I said that.
I-N-T-U-I-T. I-N-T.
Did not intuit.
Was Leopold make explicit. They clearly realized the danger of Japanese converts to Christianity, forming the fifth column. With Japanese society and state, a fifth column loyal to their core religions.
Listen to this.
In Europe, to rid Japan of that danger, in the late 15th century, the shoguns begun their explosion of the Portuguese and Spanish missionaries on the ground, and they were forcing Japanese to become Christians.
Japanese.
But now keep continuing to read. Yes. To become Christians, teaching their disciples to rag temples. Taking and trading slaves, etc. Then in 1596,
it became clear
to the Japanese authorities that Christianization had been a prelude to Spanish conquest of other lands, and it quickly dawned on them that a fifth column loyal to Rome and controlled by the priests of a foreign religion was a clear and present danger to the survival of a newly unified Japan. Soon after the persecution and suppression of Japanese Christians began early in the 17th century, since the danger from a creed that taught obedience to foreign priests rather than the Japanese authorities, all missionaries were ordered to leave, and all Japanese were ordered to register at the Buddhist temples. And Japanese Christians took part in a rebellion. Foreign priests were executed for Spanish, were expelled, and Japanese Christians were forbidden to travel abroad. After another rebellion, largely by Christians, was put down, and Japanese Christians were suppressed, and their descendants were put under closed state for days, for centuries thereafter. In 1630, all Japanese suspected of being Christians was relentlessly exterminated. That's Japan. That's in Japan. By 1650, saved. Itself a first European attempt to mentally subvert, conquer, and colonize it. Verse 4. The African captives who were taken apart and enslaved and the Africans at home after the European conquest had already been forcefully deprived of their autonomy, wherein no political position to resist Christianization, thus the Christianity still practiced in all of the African American. Just as that, in the African homeland, since the start of the 20th century, continues to carry out Leopold mandate hits, for example, whereas the right board again of the USA.
That's why you gotta have a wise seer to instruct his people.
Yeah, well,
they don't do their job. So the wise seer that you're looking at right now is instructing them on exactly how they operate. That's his job to do so.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Sheriff. Say big about something on the table.
Yeah, let's bring this. Put a microphone on. Let's
break. Put a microphone on. All right, we're gonna read something from YouTube. We'll let something from YouTube play about the Belgian King's letter of apology to Congo. It's a 2 minute long, so let's see what they have to say.
Yeah.
We'll start off with a little paper where we find the headline letter from the Belgian King to Tshisekedi on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of the DRC. Go beyond simple excuses, the headline continues. The story says that the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, celebrated on June 30 the 60th anniversary of its independence, and something unprecedented commemorated the anniversary this time. The Belgian King, direct descendant of King Leopold II, took the opportunity to present to the Congolese people their deepest regrets for the wounds inflicted during the Belgian colonial period in the Congo. It didn't stop there. He also condemned all forms of racism. You can find more details on that in the story, what happened during the colonial times, and why the Belgian King is now apologizing and expressing regrets there. All of that and more on the Lupe paper. Anyway, from that now to Nigeria, on the Punch newspaper, we find a headline that some Nigerians may find depressing. It says, many Nigerians risk sliding into extreme poverty, Buhari. The headline says, now, it is interesting here that the man who is saddled with the responsibility of governing is the one warning here of the impending doom for some Nigerians, or many Nigerians, as he put it. President Muhammadu Buhari, according to the paper, has expressed concern that a large percentage of Nigerians currently live in various stages of poverty, and the prospect of them sliding even further into extreme poverty is real. You can find more on the Punch newspaper. And finally, we go to South Africa's Mail and Guardian paper, and there we find a story on Manu Dibango, the Cameroonian rhythm that set the world on fire. The headline says, you see a picture there of the legendary late Cameroonian singer. Dibango is the most sampled African artist of all time, with more than 125 samples and covers recorded, according to Sample Chief, a digital platform dedicated to African music. If you remember, Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa, then you have just heard of Dibango. More on the Mail and Guardian to know exactly what the story is about on an artist who died of coronavirus in April.
So you see, that's what we got to do. We got to come together on one, and we got to get this message to our people. We got to sacrifice ourselves and get this message to people to show you how they ever have duped us and work with the one that you're looking at. Don't worry about somebody in the bushes. Let's work with the one that you can see right now. You got elders today that you can see. Work with them. Work with the elders and the seers that you can see today. Not the one that's around the corner somewhere. Just work out the one that we can see right now that can get you where you got to get to. The seer and the elders can get you where you got to get to right now.
Hallelujah, boy.
Thank you, boy. Yeah. What's going on? I keep talking, though. I'm going to get quiet now. Keep rolling.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, well, I thought that. Okay.
Because remember, the other nation wants you to always look for somebody somewhere that you don't see, not the one you're looking at. That's their mindset. That you look for somebody that to come, and then one standing before you, ignore the one standing before you, and wait on somebody to come, like you say, you can get your own after you get to heaven. And somebody's trying to tell you, it's time to get right now, but you worry about somebody around the corner, so we don't know where they at, but you're around the corner somewhere. Then the one standing right before you trying to tell you, this is the way to go. Once you follow the one that you see right now, you got a sincere and you got elders right now that can get you where you got to get to. Pay them some mind. They help yourself. Go on here, man.
All right. Yeah, I left off at number four. All right, number four. I'm reading it, Leopold letter. All right, verse four. The African captives who were taken abroad and enslaved, and the Africans at home after the European conquest have already been forcefully deprived of their ultimate word and political position to resist Christianization. So the Christianity still practiced in all American, in all of the African American diaspora, just as that in the African homeland since the start of the 20th century, continues to carry out the Leopold mandate. Here's for example, whereas the white born again of the USA, when the US Navy ships in the World War II, some praise Yahuwah and pass illumination, the attitude of African born again converts today is best summed up as praise Yahuwah and lie down for the banner. They turn century or more of this Leopold mandate missionary mind control. African Christians are not as activists, self-helping, economically engaged, politically resolute, let alone militant, but just after putting up with all manner of mistreatment and exploitation by their misrulers, white and black, the most they are disposed to do after their misrulers is to admonish them to fear Yahuwah. As one protester, miserable placard read in last week, love and discrimination, demonstration against the latest of the murderous fuel price hiked by OPJ, new government. The idea of uprising to tame and misrule is alien to the religious OPIATED.
Appetite's
brain of mind of the Natrillians. Verse 5. Commencing of the contrast between an African that the Christian missionary
brainwashed and subverted and they prepared. But this brainwashing and subversion was supposedly prevented. It's dark and clear that then most Africans of today began to do to save themselves from brainwashing by their white world enemies here in America. That's the question.
That's the end of that. So remember, when we approved this said, make sure you convince them that the one that stands before him, disrespect him. Look for somebody somewhere else to step up. But the ones before you, give him all the hell you can give them that's looking right at you. And worry about somebody that's around the corner somewhere else. We got to look for what we see. That's what we got to look at what we see. That's the letter from Leopold letting them know all your leaders will look like somebody else and they somewhere else. You don't know where they're at, but they're somewhere, but the one looking right at you, tell them from the other mind. You want to look out for somebody somewhere, okay, until you show up, then do it with what you got. Over to the young man.
Where y'all from? And our daughter Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. All right, Brother Z, give me Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15.
Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. Well, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
He said, I will give you a mouth of wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. All right. Give me, Sister Peter and Ben Prince Israel. And where the wisdom starts with? Real quick before I go to Acts. What wisdom is he talking about? I'll give you a mouth of wisdom. What you gotta have for wisdom to kick in? Since the thing you're there, Prince Israel, what you gotta have for wisdom to kick in? Give me a book of Psalms real quick. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10, says that these will be a prince of Israel.
Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Psalms chapter 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praises endure forever.
That's what fear starts with. It's wisdom. Begin the wisdom. Give me Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Go to the book of Proverbs chapter 9. All right. Give me Proverbs chapter 9. Put me on verse 9, Super Phoebe. And bear Prince Israel, see Roy.
verse, chapter 9 and verse. What was the verse? 9.
Verse 9.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wise. Or he will be yet wise. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
He said, give instruction to a wise man. Give instructions. Instructions. Give instructions to a wise man. All right? How we get instructions? All right. Give me, give me Proverbs chapter 4.
Don't lie and get warmed up.
Proverbs chapter 4. Pick it up at verse 1. Verse 1 and verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Hear you children, the instruction of a father, and intend to know understanding. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, good teaching. Forsake not my law, Torah instructions. Verse 5.
That's what instruction is, his law. He's talking about his law. The heavenly tablets. The heavenly tablets. The first five books. Give me
Proverbs 6:23.
For the commandments
is a lamp, and the law is a light.
You say in the what?
The law is light.
That's what light we talking about. The law. That's the light. Okay. Not no light that you just turn on a lamp. Like a little light bulb. He's talking about his law. His light. Go ahead.
And reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
It's the way of life. Reproof of instruction are the way of life. The way of life. And I'll hold that real quick. We're coming back. Give me a door to y'all block. Give me the book of Sirach real quick. You go to the book of Sirach? All right, go to the book of Sirach real quick. The book of Sirach, chapter 17. Give it up at verse 10. The key is verse 11.
The book of Sirach, chapter 17, starting at verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. And the elect shall praise YHWH Yahuwah's righteous name.
Okay, he said the elect. Let's preach up who this elect is. The elect can't be just anybody. Then the elect shall praise his righteous name. Who's the elect that we can read? Who's the elect? We got to be on point. Who's the elect is? He said the elect shall praise. The elect shall praise his righteous name. But he said, sit the feet up there for this man. Though you have not known me. The elect is Israel.
Hallelujah.
the Israelites, the 12 tribes. That's who was left in. Israel was the elect. All right? You got elect, interchangeable for chosen. Isaiah 44, verse 1 and verse 2.
Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. And verse 2. Thus says Yahuwah that make you, and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant.
O Israel, my servant, go ahead.
And you, Israel, of whom I have chosen.
O Yahuwah. Yahuwah, that's who we have chosen.
Let me get one on that,
Yahuwah. Go back to where
25, verse 4.
Yeah, chapter 45.
And 45, verse 4, who's the lady?
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect.
So Israel is elect, and Israel is how many tribes?
12.
12 tribes. So how are you going to make it happen? Give me again that what you read, daughter. Give me what you read again. How you
happen? Okay. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9.
Yeah, how is it going to happen?
And I will bring forth a seed out of Israel.
I'm going to bring forth a seed out of them 12 tribes. So the guy who comes behind, he He about to do further work than what Yahweh the Son did. Because he got to bring a nation together that don't even know who they are. That ain't been, you know, he got to deal with them. That's why he got to put the right team together to take care of. He said, I'm going back to the Father. He going to do greater works than what I did. That we're reading.
Well, Yahweh.
Where is he going to? Where he going? He read?
He got to go unto my Father.
So you forget about it. He's doing it now. So now you got to go through he now. It's not him. It's going to be the he there that you got to go see. The one you're looking at, you got to go see. The one you say, don't never mind.
Yeah,
that's the one you got to see because he's going back with his Father, right?
Yeah,
so he got a he. He's going to have a he right here waiting on you right now to get you where you got to go to. That's if you believe the Bible. It will be a he. And he will look out there and see who is prepared to help the he. All over the world. Let's read that Ezekiel. Now finish with Ezekiel. Now watch it.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1.
Okay, great.
The hand of the YHWH Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones.
Yeah, full of bones.
Verse 2.
What?
And caused me to pass by them round about.
And passed me to walk around these bones, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And behold, there were very many in the open
valley. And me see very, how many?
Many.
Many of them. Go ahead. Me see them.
And lo.
What?
They were very dry.
And they want you to come up with a leader that don't even exist nowhere. Not the one you're looking right at now. Let's find somebody somewhere around the corner. Where are you at? Okay, got to get somebody that's here. Work with the ones that's here. Go ahead.
Verse 3. And he said unto me.
And Yahweh said to Ezekiel the seer.
Son of man.
Son of man.
Can these bones live?
He asked the question. You think you will pull us off? Son of man. You think you will pull us off? Go ahead.
And Ezekiel answered. Oh, Yahweh. Thou knowest.
You know, only you know can I pull us off. I don't know. I don't know if I pull us off. But you know, Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
And the Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
Prophesy unto these bones.
He said, prophesy to these bones.
And say unto them.
And say to these bones.
Oh, ye dry bones.
Oh, you dry bones.
Hear the word of Yahweh.
Your only way back, you got to do what?
Hear the word of Yahweh.
You got to hear the word of Yahweh. And that's what the seer bring you, the word of Yahweh. Y-H-W-H. Go ahead and read.
Verse 5.
What?
Just said YHWH Yahweh.
And all I'm going to tell you is just said YHWH Yahweh.
Unto these Israelites.
Unto these Israelites.
Behold.
What?
I will cause breath to enter.
I'm
going to
cause this breath to get back into you.
And the Israelites shall live.
And then you're going to live when I put this breath in you. When I put this word in you. Then you're going to live. Say it.
Verse 6.
What?
And I will lay sinews upon you.
I'm going to put a new skin on you, a new piece of skin on you.
And I will bring up flesh upon you.
Go ahead.
And cover you with skin.
Yes.
And put breath in you.
And I'm going to put some breath in you.
And you shall live.
And then you're going to live.
And you shall know that I am the YHWH Yahweh.
Then you're going to know I am the YHWH Yahweh. Let me give you some more. What verse that is?
Verse 6.
Go ahead. Give me some more.
Verse 7.
Listen.
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
So I prophesied as I was commanded. All I'm doing what Yahweh is telling me to do. Go ahead.
And as Ezekiel prophesied.
And who prophesied?
Ezekiel the seer.
Go ahead.
Prophesied.
What?
There was a noise.
They start making them noise. They start moving around.
And behold, a shaking.
They start shaking a little bit.
And the bones came together.
But the bones came together.
Bone to his bone.
Go ahead.
Verse 8.
Listen to this. Watch this.
And when Ezekiel beheld.
And when Ezekiel beheld.
Lo.
What?
The sinews.
The sinews.
And the flesh.
And the flesh.
Came up upon them.
So he starts watching a few of them that's ready to take care of his business. So he starts looking at a few of them. Oh, that one's all right.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15.
Why?
The word of the YHWH Yahuwah came again unto Ezekiel.
The word of Yahuwah again came to Ezekiel to say again.
Say.
What?
Verse 16.
What?
Moreover, thou son of man.
Son of man.
Take you one stick.
He said, go take you one stick.
And write upon it.
And write upon it.
For Yahda Judah.
For while, so Ezekiel, you gotta go take the one stick for Yahda Judah. You gotta do it. Go ahead.
And for the children of Israel.
And you gotta go take for the children of Israel.
His companion.
His companion.
Then take another stick.
Then go take another stick.
And write upon them.
Ezekiel, you gotta do this. You gotta go get another stick, Ezekiel.
And write upon it for Joseph.
For Joseph.
The stick of Ephraim.
Oh, so Joseph got the stick of Ephraim in his hand.
And for all the children of Israel.
For all the northern kings. So Ezekiel, your job is to look out the, among Judah and put a stick in your hand, represent Judah. Your job is to represent the other nations, the northern kingdom. It's your job, seer. Your job got to find these all over the world. Your job, seer. Go ahead.
Verse 17.
What?
And join them one to another.
Then you, Ezekiel, you got to join them one to another. I'm going to watch you do it, Ezekiel. You got to join them one to another.
Into one stick.
You got to get northern kingdom and southern kingdom to come together to be one stick. Your job, seer.
And they shall become one in your hand.
And they're going to be one in who hand?
In Ezekiel.
Ezekiel will be the head of the northern and the southern kingdom. So he will be the one ruler over northern and southern kingdom. One seer over all 12 tribes of Israel. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
Yeah. Read it again, then.
And join Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Chapter 37, verse
17. Listen.
And join them one to another.
And Ezekiel, you join them one to another.
Into one stick.
You make them one stick, Ezekiel.
And they shall become one in your hand.
And they're going to be one in your hand. So who's going to be the boss?
Ezekiel the seer.
Ezekiel going to be the head man of all the tribes of Israel, bloodline, descent. And that will read.
And when the children of thy people, the children of Israel, shall speak unto you.
Now when the children of all the tribes, when they speak to you, Ezekiel, what they say?
Saying.
What?
Will you not show us what this means?
Oh, so Ezekiel's job is telling all the 12 tribes of Israel what it means. They ain't going past him. You ain't getting to know Yahweh. You got something that guy right there. He would just tell us what this means. Ezekiel, will you tell us what this means? Is that what we're reading?
That's what I'm reading.
What does it mean? What does it say?
Verse 19.
Listen good.
Say unto them.
And say unto them.
Thus said the Yahweh.
And then you say to them,
behold,
thus says Yahweh.
Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph.
I will take the stick of Joseph.
Which is in the hand of Ephraim.
Which is Ephraim is the head of them.
And the tribes of Israel, his fellows.
And the tribes of Israel, his fellows.
And will put them with him.
And I'm gonna put them with him.
Even with the stick of Yahda Judah.
Even Judah. I'm gonna take Judah and Israel. Ezekiel, listen good, Ezekiel.
And make them one stick.
And I'm gonna have them one stick.
And they shall be one in my hand.
That's how they'll get in my hand. They ain't getting in my hand unless the seal get them right. You ain't getting in my hand. You can't get over me. You can't get over me. You got to get through that. You got to get through Ezekiel to be running in his hand to be accepted. Now get a precept on that. Give me a precept there, young lion. Go to the 42nd chapter. Let's get a precept. Now this precept is. We're going to... the book called Job 42. Pick with verse 7 and 8. We want a precept that you know you can't get around the seer whether you want to or not. You got to deal with the seer, you ain't got nothing coming. Is that what we're reading? Is that what we're reading?
Who are y'all from?
You got to deal with the seal to get to Yahweh.
That's what I'm reading.
That's what you're reading. Now we get a precept on it. We get a precept.
I'm reading Ezekiel, Yahweh.
Well, we can read it again. We can read that again, but that's going to Job. We're going to Job 4, 2, verse 7. Listen to this.
Right.
You want
8, 2,
right? Yeah. I'm picking up verse 8. I'm going to 7 there. This is good. So if nobody is getting around the seal, I don't care how you look at it in these days. Either deal with him or you're out.
Going to the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 reads.
What read?
And it was so.
What?
That after the Yahweh had spoken these words unto Job. The Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite.
What did he say?
My wrath is kindled against you.
He said, my wrath, I'm against you.
And against your two friends.
And against your two friends, too.
For you have not spoken of me the thing that is right.
You ain't spoken to things that are right. Go ahead.
As my servant Job.
You don't think like my servant Job do.
Verse 8.
What?
Therefore take this to you now.
Now this is what you got to do to get out of money this.
Seven bullocks.
You go and get seven bullocks.
Seven rams.
Go get seven rams.
And go to my servant Job.
And that was the price at that time, but this time you can't get no seven bullocks. You got to go in that wallet and bring out that money. Go ahead and read.
And offer up for yourself
a burnt offering. Go ahead.
And my servant Job.
Listen good.
She'll pray for you.
My servant Job got to pray for you.
For him will I accept.
Wait a minute, what did he say?
For him will I accept.
I'm going to accept Job.
Least I deal with you.
If there's someone deal with you.
After your father.
Either you deal with the sin or you're out. Say this right there.
Hallelujah.
Read it again.
The book of Job, chapter 42, verse number 8.
Listen.
Therefore, take unto you now.
Tell you what they got to do.
Seven bullocks.
Seven rams.
And go to my servant Job.
And go to my servant Job, the field.
And offer up for yourself.
Offer up for yourself.
A burnt offering. And my servant Job. She'll pray for you.
He going to pray for you.
For him will I accept.
Him will I accept.
Least I deal with you.
If you don't go that way, I'm going to deal with you.
After your father.
Is that what we're reading? So they couldn't have prayed. They can't get nowhere until they get it right with the seal.
Hallelujah, boy.
Is that what we're reading? They ain't getting nowhere until you get it right with the seal.
Hallelujah, boy.
Is we're reading that or not?
Hallelujah, boy.
That's
why
that's the seal.
Won't
do it.
What seal on what?
Seal
won't do it. If he won't do it?
Uh-huh.
Well, if he don't do it, he ain't doing his job.
Right.
Then y'all go out and take care of him. The seal got to do his job.
Right.
He got to do his job. The seal, a wise seal, will do his job. That's right, he'll bring the message.
It's saying right there,
go ahead.
In that verse 8, I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So
like
the
servant
got in trouble because they didn't speak about Yahweh like his servant Job.
Exactly right.
So that's why they got in trouble. So
go ahead.
You won't pray for everybody, anybody, right?
I'll pray for anybody.
No, did I hear
you
say?
What? No, okay. You're not a covenant
people. I asked you to pray for me.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you say afterwards, I ain't praying for nobody with all them sins.
No.
I heard you say it.
I didn't pray for you, mother. That's what you heard me say? And I would point toward you.
I asked you to pray for me.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have blew the mission there. I'm a man. There's no way in the world I could have blew that mission.
I asked
you. No way in the world, mother. I just made a mistake there. I don't know.
I must have blew the mission. It was in the clay.
Okay, well, you got away from me then.
Me,
okay, well, the more you heard, but mother, I'm telling you now,
uh-huh.
I must didn't hear it properly.
Yeah.
I must didn't hear it. It's
well,
no way.
I heard you say, I remember not concerning that, but about prayer, I heard you say that you pray for everybody, for all of them here.
Well, I pray for, but, okay, well, look what it says in 28 verse 9. Let's see what it says in 28 verse 9 in Proverbs. Hey, mother.
Give me.
Okay. 28. Let me get a precept on it. Let me get a precept in 28 chapter. I need a precept. Hey, mother. But that is an error that I made. That's all. I'm sorry I made an error. It don't got past me.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you now. If I didn't want to pray for you because it got past me, I must misunderstood what you said. That's all I did.
You forgive them, mother.
Yeah, I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm asking for forgiveness because I just didn't know. Proverbs 28:8-9. What it say? Well, 9:10.
I'm on 9:10. If I didn't pray for you because I just did
it, it got past me. That's right.
Going to the book of Proverbs.
What's that?
You'll pick it up at chapter 28.
What?
And pick it up at verse number 9.
What's that?
Verse 9 reads.
What?
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law.
He that turneth his ear from hearing the law.
Even his prayer shall be abomination.
So now, if a person is not doing the law, and somebody asks me to pray for them, my prayer will be abomination to somebody that's not doing the law.
Hallelujah.
So now, I know you're doing the law, so that's why I know you're doing. So the one I'm not going to pray for is the one that's not doing the law, because my prayer is going to be what? To Yahweh?
Abomination.
Abomination. So if you're not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, no one will pray for you. But I'm looking at you keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. So I know that I must have misunderstood you for whatever reason. So you're keeping the law.
What's that, John?
She said she forgave me.
Yahweh. Yeah, give me 9:31.
Book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 31.
Listen to this.
31 reads.
What?
Now we know that Yahweh hears not sinners.
Listen, Yahweh don't hear no sinners.
But if any man be a worshiper.
But if you a worshiper.
Of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh.
And doeth his will.
And you do his will.
Him he hears.
Him he hears. So, I'm telling you, mother. If I must have misunderstood you. That's all that is. All that.
Yeah.
Great in the kingdom. Go ahead.
Verse 20. For I say unto
tribulation and Pharisees. You shall in no case enter into the kingdom.
So we got to make sure we above the world system. Who y'all going to? I ain't got nothing coming. Go ahead. Get that mic.
21. You have heard that it was said by them of old time.
What?
Thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
Go ahead.
22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother,
if you can be angry with your seer,
without cause,
without a cause,
shall be in danger of judgment.
So that means if you're angry with your seer, bring it back to attention again. Did you see that? Don't just hold it. Come back to him. Come back. Go ahead.
And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca.
Yeah, if I say Raca.
Shall be in danger of counsel.
Go ahead.
But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell.
So he called a person a fool that keeping all statutes and commandments, then you in danger of the hell fire.
Young boy.
Go ahead. Watch this now. You smoke?
23.
Listen.
Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar.
So if you bring your gift to the altar.
In their remembrance that your brother hated, have art against you.
Now, so if you bring your gift to the altar and you forgot that, your brother said something I didn't understand, you didn't take it back to him. Your brother said something to you, but you won't say nothing to him about what he said to you. But you're still doing what you're doing, keeping the class, paying tithes, doing all your stuff like that. Go ahead.
Leave there your gift before the altar.
Leave your gift before the altar.
And go your way.
And go your way.
First, be reconciled to your brother.
Reconcile your brother. So bring it back to your seer. Did you really say you would not pray for me? Bring it back to him. Go ahead.
And then come and offer your gift.
Then y'all go out take the mind and make it more plain. Then find out. Don't just pass it on what he told me he would not say nothing to me because I'm, no, that was an arrow. I'm with you 100%, mother.
Hallelujah.
I'm with all the mothers 100%. I'm with the elders 100%. I'm with the teachers 100%. I'm with the sisters 100%. I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with y'all. I'm not on the island by myself. I can't make it without the body together on one accord. So if I make an error, bring it to those seers. Come and talk to me and let's straighten it out. Like that Benny Latimo said, let's straighten it out. Don't just hold it on and pass it on. Come to me and let's straighten it out. I'm 100% with the mother, the sister, the elders, and the teacher. I am 100% submitted to this ministry. All six camps.
I believe
that. God bless you, young man.
That's right. I am submitted to this camp. I eat and drink this six camp. I'm with you. I want to see the mother in a position to lead the daughter to grandstand.